This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yeah, the lines are open, but they're long. That's right. Joe McFadden, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting and really truly just being a part of the conversation. Look, if you want to get involved, head up to the website, therealside.com. There's a live chat going on there, so there's other people smarter than I there that you can enjoy and have some fun with. And there's also, sign up for my email blast, okay? Not that hard. Really isn't. The top, I think it's right-hand corner. You'll see it there. And seriously, people, I send out one once a week. Not the end of the world. If you don't like it, don't take it. Right? That simple. So, and if you want text alerts. I keep calling them text messaging. Text alerts. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And you know what? You can always stop them anytime you want to, but let you know when the show's going to start, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. And we got, you know, not much happening in the news, right? But we do have a lot going on, and one of the questions I have to ask, have we, the collective we, lost Fox News? You know, in listening over the last few days and listening to Cavuto, listening to, you know, Martha McCowan, and going through this whole thing, even Tucker Carlson. It seems like this the coronavirus is all-encompassing. And they're making innuendos that it's Trump's fault as well for not, you know, moving fast enough to make it happen. You know, so, again, what we need to do, what you need to do, what we need to do, you need to let them know about your displeasure by not watching certain shows. They're real big on the ratings. They're real big on screaming about how great their ratings are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5560. And then they let Trish Regan go, one of my wife's favorites. That doesn't work. And then on top of that, it was for her. Look at, let's take a listen first to why they let her go, why they fired her. And let's see. Okay. I press that button, and then it's supposed to work.
The chorus of hate being leveled at the president is nearing a crescendo as Democrats blame him and only him for a virus that originated halfway around the world. This is yet another attempt to impeach the president. And sadly, it seems they care very little for any of the destruction they are leaving in their wake. Losses in the stock market. All this, unfortunately, just part of the political casualties for them. You know, this is a time to be united. Not to be pointing fingers, not to be encouraging hate, and yet what do we see? We see the absolute opposite from the left tonight. Good evening, everyone. I am Trish Regan. The hate is boiling over. Many in the liberal media using, and I mean using, coronavirus in an attempt to demonize and destroy the president.
I don't think the president is capable of telling us the truth about the coronavirus.
They have no plan. They have no plan. The virus is going to kill Americans regardless of their stupidity.
This administration right now looks like they couldn't organize a one-car parade. He is not going to be able to have his rallies, and it is going to psychologically torment him.
The president should lead, or else he should get out of the way. Stay on the golf course.
This may be Donald Trump's Katrina.
Yeah.
This is an event that could take down a president.
There's no confidence in the president in anything he says or does. I wish he would just be quiet.
I see. This is impeachment all over again. And like with the Mueller investigation, like with Ukraine Gate, they don't care who they hurt. Whether it be their need to create mass hysteria to encourage a market sell-off, unlike anything we've seen recently, or whether it be to create mass hysteria in order to stop our economy dead in its tracks, don't kid yourself. They told us how much they crave a recession as a way to get rid of Donald Trump.
Do you see now why I say we need a recession? I know it's going to be painful, but we have to get rid of this guy.
A recession is a survivable event. What Trump is doing to this country is not. Recessions are survivable events.
I've been hoping for a recession. People hate me for it, but yeah, it would get rid of Trump, so you shouldn't hate me for it.
I mean, recessions are really bad. People lose their jobs and their homes, and we shouldn't wish.
It's worth it.
You know, of course, these are people's jobs. That the left does not mind seeing them lose. These are people's 401ks that are being decimated. And that's okay with them? That's okay with the left? Yeah. You know, in some ways, they almost seem to be cheering it on.
Containment has failed and mitigation is the next objective.
It is a pandemic.
I'm glad that CNN is calling this new coronavirus outbreak for what it is, which is a pandemic.
This is sort of a perfect storm.
The ship has sailed. Here.
CNN is now calling the coronavirus outbreak a pandemic.
To say this thing is contained, that is a flat-out lie.
It's important, I think, to call this a pandemic.
This is impeachment all over again, complete with a whistleblower to complain about our Health and Human Services Committee, right? It's critical, you know what, that we look at these numbers with a clear lens. I want to remind everyone that the CDC estimates that this year's seasonal flu has resulted in roughly 34 million cases and 20,000 deaths in the United States alone. The seasonal flu. From 2009 to 2010, nearly 61 million Americans got swine flu, and more than 12,000 Americans died. As many as 575,000 people worldwide died.
I want you to think about that. Now, she did this a few weeks ago, and I get the numbers harder to check, but she got fired for quoting fact. And Neil Cavuto did that to her. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I've been, if you want to get involved in the conversation, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Or you can get involved in texting us at simply texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. You may want to go back and get the first segment later, because I want to go through some of these things. I'm tired of hearing how Donald Trump, this is all his fault. And we've been talking about it all week long. You know, and again, Trump has come out several times this week and spoke about how when he originally did the travel ban on China, the left went nuts. There's nothing he's going to say or do that they're going to agree with or approve of. It's just not going to happen. And, you know, now they're talking about how bad the economy is, the left is, and you know, it's going to take extraordinary measures. We know what they mean by that, right? It means that they're going to have to take more and more and more of the tax money that isn't come in to pay for this. think about it, people. There's almost no tax money going through the system right now. But let me finish up. Trish Regan was fired by Neil Cavuto for simply laying out the coronavirus. Now Cavuto was no fan of Trump's in the least. They keep talking about how bad it is, what a bad job the president did, how slowly he moved. And it's a bunch of malarkey. It's not a true statement. Many times when he wanted to move in a direction, they stopped him from moving in that direction. Right? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Let's listen to the rest of Trish, and then we'll go into more of this.
Told me that the World Health Organization and others, they typically do whatever they can to get the word out. It's critical that people are aware of the problems so that the public can improve hygiene routines and health routines. This is what helps in terms of lessening the infection rate. But you know what? The media's reaction with the global town halls and CNN treating this like it's some missing plane story. But what is that? I mean, did they do this during Ebola? No. We didn't even see this kind of insanity for SARS. And SARS and Ebola, those viruses were far more deadly. So why the melodrama on such an agitated scale right now? Why are the markets reacting like this? I'll give you two words. Donald Trump. And the media doesn't like him. People, including the media...
And your boss doesn't like him, Trish. That was the problem. Your boss doesn't like him. Now, I don't know what he did to Neil. I mean, the markets were up. Neil's a finance guy. Don't know what the problem was. Maybe he had friends in China. I don't know. That would be the only reason to fire you and basically defend China and put Trump down. Anybody who defends China needs to move there. They need to go there. See really what it's like.
And some investors are allowing their own hate and their own bias against him to spiral out of control, leading to massive sell-offs right now in the market. Anytime there's this kind of disruption in the supply chain, anytime people cut back on spending, there will be economic softness, which can lead to a recession. And we're probably due for one now. But we'll recover. We always do. For the media to spin a narrative that this sell-off and this virus are all a result of President Trump, it's just wrong.
It's honest.
But unfortunately, I guess they needed someone to blame. They were looking for someone to blame. They want to blame him for literally anything they can. And they have no real interest, shall we say, in finding who's to blame, who is the root cause of all this. From what we can tell, this all originated out of China. You know, when Donald Trump is their political target, that's all they need. And that's tonight's intel.
You know, it's exactly true. Everything she said was exactly right on and exactly true. They couldn't get him on impeachment. They couldn't get him on much of anything. And every time they try to get him on something, you know, you see, where's all this talk about Russian collusion? Gone. Because there was nothing there. The Ukrainian issue, nothing there. And yet their people are still getting away with it. The deep state is still getting away with it. Look, you've got to give them credit. Look what they've done. They've taken you and me and a dozen other people, a bunch of commentators, and now the conversation's around what? It has absolutely nothing to do with how the FBI really, I mean, and it's up on my website. You can actually find some of these stories up on the website. But with the FBI has been called out by the FISA judge again. You don't hear much about that, though. And you're not going to. Because it's all of what does it matter now whether somebody, you know, fudged the dossier or what? Because, you know, Americans are dying. All of a sudden they care. And it doesn't, and it gets worse. I think it gets worse anyway. It's my personal opinion. Right? Remember when the Dems were out there saying, go out and do? Now, remember, they're blaming the president for all of this. They're blaming him for the spread, not moving fast enough. Yet, as usual, remember when they were coming over the border and Dems were going down to the border and teaching them how to stay here in this country? Always at odds with the president. Matter of fact, always at odds with the bulk of the American people. And now you see what Pelosi and the rest of them have been doing over the last few months. Cuomo, de Blasio, telling people, go out, have dinner, go to the malls, go to wherever, don't, you know. It's just nuts. And I look at it, here's my bottom line with it. I'm smart enough to say, I don't know anything about this stuff. I'm not the expert. But I bring them in because I don't know. When we come back, got two more clips I want to play. Two more clips to prove a point. First of all, I don't have to prove that Joe Scarborough is a liar. But he can't stand the American people. That's an easy one to do. When you hear the clip, you'll see. And they have what I've called for years. They have what's called selective recall. They only remember what they want to. They don't remember that they were poo-pooing this virus. It wasn't a big deal. It was just a distraction. Donald Trump was going to use it as a distraction. Who used it as a distraction? And then they were the ones screaming it was no big deal. I go on and on and on with this. And then they have the ability, I don't know if it's in their DNA, I don't know if they're taught this at a young age, but they have the ability to flip on these issues in a heartbeat and forget everything they said before that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio called for a national enlistment program for doctors and nurses to handle an expected surge of even more coronavirus cases in New York and other places around the country where the virus cases are straining the existing healthcare systems.
De Blasio said that the country should be on wartime footing to meet the coronavirus threat. He said, "We're fighting a war against an invisible enemy that is increasingly taking the lives of Americans." And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that they are not able to keep up with the amount of ventilators that they currently have to take care of coronavirus patients.
"We have about 6 days of ventilators in our stockpile. Person comes in and needs a ventilator, and you don't have a ventilator, the person dies. That's the blunt equation here."
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Some messed up white people.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her and she kissed
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I'm dealing with this. All week long, we've been hearing about how the president didn't move fast enough. And now Shifty Schiff and Pelosi, because they have nothing better to do, they're not really focusing on the business of the people. What are they going to do? Another inquisition on the president. That's right. Did he move fast enough on Corona? Why did he wait so long? Well, if you didn't slow him down, if you weren't impeaching him and writing him notes and causing him all kinds of trouble on a regular basis, he'd be able to do his job. I mean, seriously, maybe we should shut down Congress for 6 months, allow the president to move forward and do his thing. But how quickly the Dems forget the advice that they had for the American people. Some have forgotten, but we haven't. This is why they hate this interweb thing. Take a listen.
Our coronavirus is low, and our city preparedness is high.
This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. I'm going to do that today myself.
Come to
De Blasio. And then Nancy Pelosi, here's hers. She's telling you to come to San Francisco. Listen.
Chinatown, here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
There. Who said that? Here we are. We're careful. Why do you have to be careful? If you're safe and there's nothing to worry about, why do you have to be careful? But she said it. We're careful. We're safe. Come on down and join us.
There is no concern at this time for coronavirus in our region.
The Department of Sanitation is ready for Mardi Gras 2020.
The facts are reassuring.
We want New Yorkers to go about their daily lives.
There's really no need to panic and to avoid activities that we always do as New Yorkers.
Yeah, and again, these are all Democrat leaders. They seem to have forgotten that they were encouraging people to go out, and there was nothing to worry about, and the president was making a big deal out of nothing. Now, apparently, he didn't make a big enough nothing deal.
We are hardy people.
Americans do not need to panic. What I would suggest, however, is that Americans take this as a wake-up call for seasonal flu.
There's very little threat here. This disease, even if you were to get it, basically acts like a common cold or flu.
So we're telling New Yorkers, go about your lives, take the subway, go out, enjoy life, and certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday. I'm going to be there.
If you had to, would you close down the borders?
No.
We need to be honest about the American people.
with the American people about the fact that we can't keep people coming here from China.
And transmission is not that easy. I think there's been a misperception that coronavirus hangs in the air waiting to...
You know, here's the guy that runs, that oversees the biggest city in this country. He was running for president because he has his act together. Can you imagine if he was president and went through these, they would give him a pass. They wouldn't be on him at all. But listen to what these people say, and they get away with all of this.
To catch you, no, it takes direct person-to-person contact.
We also know that if it were likely to be transmitted casually, we would be seeing a lot more cases.
Right, because this is New York, and you're in elevators
exactly.
and trains.
Exactly.
There you go, that's right, because this is New York, and you people are brain surgeons, and you've got it all figured out. We have nothing to worry about. It doesn't stop with these people. That's the scary part. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't stop with these people. And then another gem that they own, that they have, that's one of theirs, Joe Scarborough. And, you know, everybody got like crazy because they said, you know, Joe rewrote history. They always rewrite history. Remember, they actually believe at this point that it was the Democrats that fought for freedom for the black community. No. They're wrong. They actually believe that, though. But when you listen to the Dems of today speak, every righteous thing that was ever done was done by the Democrats. Almost as if they never got the memo, they never read, they never had the history teacher that explained to them it was the Democrats that were lynching the black community. They didn't want the black community educated. They didn't want them. Margaret Sanger, the biggest hater. It's the Margaret Sanger Award is the most coveted award by a female Democrat. Now think about that. And yet, what did Margaret Sanger want to do? What was her life's goal? To wipe out the black community. The undesirables. The dredges of society, the people that pull on society. And the black community was at the top of her list. She was one of the only, white female, well, you'd have to be white, they would let you speak otherwise, speaking at the KKK, giving speeches that are documented, and not by right-wing sites, by all sites, documented on getting rid of the black community. And yet, it's still among the most coveted awards that a Democrat female can get, or male. And they can run from that all they want to. It's theirs. They need to own it. So again, Joe Scarborough, with selective recall, wanting to rewrite history, take a listen.
Now, we've heard, Zeke Emanuel, that nobody could have seen this coming. The fact is, everybody saw this coming. Everybody saw this coming in early January. So, I know you, like me, have wanted the president to give this sobering press conference for weeks. And what happened in a strange way yesterday was a bit of relief because it was the first time that actually... the president allowed his scientists and doctors to say the sort of things that you've been saying all along. As grim as yesterday's press conference was, as grim as the news was, it actually was a step in the right direction because it tells the truth about the hell we're about to go through, but also says how we can avoid it in the future. What was your takeaway from yesterday?
That the president had a conversion experience. He, you know, confronted the numbers and could not wiggle out of the numbers. And I notice, you know, you and Willie emphasizing the 100,000 to 250,000, 240,000 people who might die in this country if everything goes right and everyone begins to adhere to these physical distancing measures and we can actually get the mitigation that Dr. Fauci's been talking about in place. But the fact is we haven't been doing it right for a long time. And the other graph that they showed was even grimmer, which was 1.5 million to 2 million people dying if we don't get these measures in place. And that-
I'm just always flabbergasted by the way they put news out there. Okay, they know that the models are off. They know. He's looking right at the camera. He knows that the models are off. And yet he's still instilling fear and panic in everybody. Makes absolutely no sense to me. And to start throwing out that early that 240,000 Americans are going to die, we don't know that for sure. Remember with Ebola, what were we told? What were we told was going to happen? 1 million people were going to die. We didn't pass 30,000.
That translates to 150 million to 200 million Americans actually infected with this virus. And I've been saying that for several weeks and been pilloried on the right-wing media because I've been saying, you know, if we don't do something in the next 7 to 14 days, we're going to have more than 100 million people infected. And, you know, I think you've been a little generous and Willie's been a little generous. You know, 2 weeks ago we needed this.
But this is because you've been telling us since 1968 that we only had 5 years to live, that the world was coming to an end in five, and then you had to revise it for another five, then you revised it for 10, and then recently you revised it again. You never stop revising. Stop lying to us, and you may find out that we'd listen to you.
That's certainly true. We did it 2 weeks ago. But people have been warning about this for 3 or 4 weeks since the start of March that we really need to get on this and do this.
Trump was warning about this in December. Be honest. I know most of those lefties, their tongue would fall off if they tried to say that, but it's the truth.
I think there's been a real conversion experience.
Right? I mean, seriously. Again, let's blame the president when we did everything we could to get in his way, to slow him down, to make sure he couldn't do what he wanted to do. Let's do that. Joe Mussini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll see the real side. Really, seriously, heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We're back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just, you know what, I am railing on, beating up on, whatever you want to call it, the Democrats for being hypocrites. I mean, flat-out hypocrites. They believe that they're the ones that sounded the alarm. They believe that they're the ones that had a handle on the virus. Yet, when you go back and look all over that interweb thing that they hate so much, they were all calling it a hoax. They were all saying it was no big deal. They were saying go out into the cities and eat and party and have fun and go to restaurants and go to movies. And de Blasio, total piece of work, you know, telling people to go out there, have fun, get in the streets, go eat at Chinese restaurants, and then totally change it. Wants to lock the place down because it's gotten out of control. Do you think maybe he didn't care and was hoping it would get out of control so he could wield a little more power? Right? See, we need Nikki Haley back at the UN because she called them out for what they were on a regular basis. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What a lot happening out there to try to keep up with. There's a Catholic group that went after the New York City mayor over the doubts about Charity's Hospital. You know, the mayor's been working overtime and trying to insult religious people. But no, I shouldn't say that, not religious people, mostly Christians and Jews. I haven't heard him say anything disparaging about Muslims yet. And that's Kenny Gold. We know what he's doing. We know why. He doesn't give a crud about any of that stuff. He's just trying to start trouble. He is just a petty man. And you look at what Samaritan's Purse and his Franklin Graham's group, all over the city, putting up makeshift hospitals everywhere to help these people out. First and foremost, he doesn't want anybody to die alone. So his attitude is, look, even if we know you're terminal, we're going to hang out with you. We're going to talk with you. We're just going to encourage you. It is nuts that these people are so hateful for a human being, and I mean Trump. Hateful towards Trump. Look at the things they're willing to do. Not even just overlook, but actually willing to do. And it's scary. At least I think it is, anyhow. Now, Trump was right about prevention. Remember when he tried to stop travel from China and the leftists called him a racist and a xenophobe? He was also right about treatment. Remember chloroquine? The leftists accused him of giving false hope and blamed him when someone ate fish tank cleaner. Should we blame him for all the... Matter of fact, I blame the parents. But should we blame Trump for all the kids that ate those Tide Pods? The ones that were snorting condoms and smoking bath oil beads? I mean, seriously. Trump is so far ahead of the game that Chris Cuomo's brother, right, who has done nothing, totally failed to prepare, is storing ventilators in warehouses, and he's so good at his job, you know, that the cure, the vaccines, are being developed at a rate inconceivable before him. He got a ship, a giant ship, to New York, ahead of schedule. He's rallied his people like no one have ever seen before. This president is a godsend. And those who seek to undermine him with all this minutia that they really don't have a clue about. Remember, most of those speakers you see on those shows, the Joe Scarboroughs, the actual commentators, they don't know. They're not experts in these areas. They're commenting out of hate. They're commenting out of being irritated. They're anti-American. They're pro-virus. And as far as I'm concerned, they want to see... Look, you heard it. I played it a little while ago. You think Bill Maher is the only guy that thinks like that? Because if you do, you're not playing with a full deck. Seriously. Maher is one of many. He's just well off enough to open his mouth. It's funny how all the rich folk are the ones screaming about we need another recession, we needed this, we needed that to get him out of office. You going to feed those people? You're taking the jobs away from? It happened where I live in a school district where I had, you know, a devout, atheistic, you know, progressive secularist. I don't even know. I couldn't put enough words there. Who decided it was unfair to raffle off spaces, right? Raffle off tickets to give kids spaces in the front of the line at the food line at school, the lunch lines. Because there were poor people who couldn't afford to buy the tickets for the raffle. And I went round and round with him, and he ended up screwing it up. But here's the deal. He was so concerned that the people would feel left out, the poorer people would feel left out of buying those raffle tickets, that he didn't think of the bigger picture, because they never do. The money that was being raised for years, for a decade for that, were being used to buy those kids who don't have money, backpacks, and you know, supplies that they needed. And I asked him afterward, did you replace all that? You made that big stake, they cut the program. You would have rather the kids had the opportunity, equal opportunity, to have a space at the front of the line as opposed to raising money to have the backpacks and the supplies the kids needed. Just sad. Sad at every level. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do. I really, really very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And again, send me an email. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me know what you think. Some of the questions I should be asking. You know, again, I just keep going back and forth with this. They hate us so much that they're willing to say and do anything. They're willing to make a big mountain out of stuff they should be ignoring and not even dealing with. Right? And Jim Acosta, again, you know, the guy just can't control himself. Maybe they should take his White House pass away for a couple of weeks. Maybe not forever, but for a couple of weeks. Because he's not the only one at CNN that can go to that room, right? The CNN chief White House correspondent Jim Acosta was widely blasted for interrupting Dr. Debbie Birx again. See, during these, you know what I do? I would allow them to ask questions only in writing. Right? See, he is trying to find somebody. He is trying to trip up somebody to say this is Trump's fault. Birx took a moment at a podium to address the who knew what and when concerns and said all the countries affected by the pandemic can look back to develop a timeline. But you don't do it when you're in the middle of it. That's why I'm saying with the investigation that Pelosi and Schiff want to do. They want to do it now because the election's coming up. They want to get it while it's hot. They're doing anything they can to bring them down. So she goes on to say, we can talk about why didn't Italy do something, or Spain do something, or even Germany do something. But we can really say right now we all can do something. Dr. Birx explained we can do the social distancing, and of all the pieces that we know, it's starting to work around the globe in country after country. And then we can get through it all this week and ask the questions about what could we have done better. No, Costa's too busy in trying to hang Trump now. The hate that he has for Trump is actually going to make him sick. If you talk to a doctor about hate towards others, it makes you sick, not them. They don't even know it half the time, nor do they care. She then pivoted to the apparent errors of the World Health Organization. Yeah, why isn't mainstream media on China and on the World Health Organization for the lies that they told? Never going to happen. Right? I will remind you that on February 3rd, the head of WHO said that there was no reason to ever do a travel ban. She went on to say it wasn't until January 14th that we knew that there was human-to-human transmission. Costa quickly detailed her observations about who to knock President Trump. Dr. Birx, again, the president was saying that this was going to go away, Acosta said. It's April. She responds, it is going to go away. And President Trump stepped up and said, it is going to go away. I said it was going to go away, and it will go away. What does Jim think? It's going to be around here for 50 years? Seriously. Many took to social media to blast the reporter. The cautious interruption of Dr. Birx is an example of how CNN's eco-journalistic model is destroying the media's credibility. It's true. Even from George Washington University, we've done their stories a million times right now. They're hanging off to the left as well. Professor there, Jonathan Turley, reacted, every question from Acosta is an effort to score points rather than elicit information. It is a press pandemic. That's what it is. And it continues to rage without any relief for us. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look it. A lot more coming up after the break. Get your coffee, get your drink, get your food, and come on back.